Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Mayit Katan Daf Ches. Mayit Katan Daf Ches. We left off right at the top words of the page on Ches Amal. Just to get our bearings, we were discussing in Machlekes. We had said in the prior Mishnah on Zayin Amal at the bottom that the Machlekes or Meir and the Chachamim slash Rebesi, whether or not we check Negayim on Chalamayim. Rebesi says you check Negayim, the Kohen checks Negayim, and if he has a good news to declare Tari, he declares Tara. And if he doesn't have good news, he just keeps quiet. And the Chachamim say that's not an option either because it's going to put the guy in a bad mood because that means even if you're quiet, he knows he's coming. Or the way Rebesi seems to explain later in the Gemara, the issue is that once the Kohen engages, he has to issue a psak. He can't just stay quiet. He has to either say tummy or tara. Okay, so the Gemara then brings an Amud Beis. The Gemara brought a machlekes. Really, it's that both Tanaim are in agreement that for various reasons we can delay. The members of a Kayin telling you Milsa, it's telling the Kayin, and the Kayin could choose to delay issuing a psak or getting involved with the Mitzrayah Bechlal. What's the source that a Kayin could delay getting involved with the Mitzrayah? We can wait. Meaning, until the Mitzrayah makes a declaration, even though the Metzias is, it's not like a piece of, you know, a treifa, that the basic rules, he is megala that it's treif, but even before he rules, it was treif. If he rules it's treif now, that means it was treif 3 days ago too, we just didn't know yet. Over here, the Mitzrayah has the tzaras, he does not become tummy until the Kohen makes a declaration, and the Kohen can manipulate, for lack of a better word, and delay making that declaration. So we brought two sources. We brought Rabbi Yudas as a source, Uviyayim Harais Bay, on the day that they see, the pasuk that discusses when you have a nega which has some healthy skin in there, so on the day you observe the healthy skin in the nega, that's a siman tuma, and the guy should be declared, the fellow should be declared tummy. But the lashon of uviyayim harais bay, on the day that you see it, is mashma. There are days that you see the nega, and days that you don't. Then we explain which days don't you see the nega. A chasen who's in the middle of his week of his chasen and shev brachas, you delay. Chalamayin, be'asim, milchein, beregel, milvemtim, you delay tilftemtim. Those are days that we delay. That's a Yehuda source. Rabbi says, I don't need such a source. I can make a kavu chaymer. Ma'adach b'negei batim. There's this inyan to clean the house, to remove all the kalim. The kayin waits for the person to remove the kalim from the house. Because like we said, until he declares the house tamei, the house is not tamei. You need a declaration. And therefore you wait for the person to get rid of all the, especially the klicheris, which cannot become tari. You can't salvage them without breaking them. So you wait for the guy to clean out the house, and then the kayin gives the psak. So if we delay for dvar reshus, for monetary purposes, then certainly we delay for Dvar Mitzvah. We know that's the famous idea of Hatar Chas Mamash Yisrael. By the way, Shem Shavua Hirsch has a piece where he explains that, I mean, we've spoken Saturday just in the past couple of days, Stamazai, but he explains that Negayim is clearly a spiritual type of affliction. It's not a physical affliction. Like, we've mentioned that. We brought the Gemara in Erechin, I think it's Aftazvav, Tesayin, where the Gemara says the various reasons, various things that cause this affliction are all related to Averis, Tsaras, or bad character traits, Tsaras Ayin, Lashonara. But he brings some of his Rayas are clearly this whole Gemara, that if it's a physical illness, first of all, we're saying that you wait until the guy removes all the kalim from the house, and then you make it the house tameh. If somehow the tumma is some sort of a disease or virus, you wouldn't want to take everything out of the house and spread it, right? You wouldn't want the person to stay with his family throughout the regel and then only leave the machna after the regel, let the chassan stay with all the people, right? You know, Mahavzav, of course, can relate this to COVID, right? You don't want someone who's afflicted to be busy with the whole entire, again, it could be, it's not viral, but someone's afflicted to be busy with all his friends and family by a simcha, and then wait till afterwards. Obviously, it's a spiritual affliction, so if it affects him, it's him alone. It's not contagious. That's the point. That's the point of the Rosh Hashanah. Okay. But says the Gemara asks, what's the difference between these two shitas? We're just going over them right outside, again, from Zayin Beis. The Gemara says the chilik is, according to Abai, there's no chilik just to put the sources. According to Rav, this will come up again in today's daf, the chilik is tfar reshus. According to Abuda's drasha of some days you check, some days you don't check, but the drasha went out to say, by a chasen, by regal, that's by mitzvahs, we delay the checking of the kohen for the tzaras. But by dvarashos, you wouldn't delay. You wouldn't manipulate just the dvarashos. And according to Rebbe's source, that it's from the kavachemer, from the nigei batim, that we delay nigei batim in order to save his money. That means even for dvarashos, we could delay. Ask the Gemara now. Let's pick it up from the bottom of Zayin Beis, last line of the page. Rebbe Yehuda, Hasam Lager Minan. Rebbe Yehuda, why didn't he learn from Rebbe's source, Taka kavachemer, from nigei batim, that if we could delay declaring nigei batim for dvarashos to save money, certainly we could delay for other reasons as well. Mitzvahs for sure. Says the chiddushu. The din of nigei batim is a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Everything's a chiddush. The eitzim va'avonim ba'alma. So the Gemara top chesav alma explains because the tum over there is eitzim va'avonim ba'alma. Says Rashi, pshutei kli eitzim kabatum. As a general rule, pshutei kli eitz, flat wooden flat wood, if it's not a kli, is not makabel, if it's not a base kibel, is not makabel tuma. The Mishnah Melech is very bothered. Why is Rashi come out to pshut the kli eitz? It's really the Gemara's lasha, eitzim ba'avanim, ba'alma. Rashi is really just teaching the Gemara. But the Gemara itself should have said much darker. It's a mechubel karka. We have a general rule that something which is mechubel karka is not makabel tuma. Why are we focused on the element of eitzim avanim being pshute kli eitz and avanim stones and amakabel tuma? Both those are true, but the truth is over here it's being built into a structure. It is a binyan. It's built into a structure. The real reason why it shouldn't be makabel tuma is because mechubel karka. Mishnah Melech leaves us a question why the Gemara didn't explain it that way. What do we mean that tuma is a chiddush? When we say something is a chiddush, what does that mean? Isn't we're explaining it's a chiddush because it's Mishnah Melech is mechubel karka. Gemara says because it's pshutei kli eitz. Isn't the whole idea of negayim chiddush, the whole concept of negayim batim, negayim adam? What's the criteria to define what's called a chiddush? The answer the Gemara is saying is since it's a chiddush, negayim batim, you can't learn out from negayim batim the fact that they delay negayim in general because it's a chiddush. Regular negayim is not a chiddush. Everything really could be a chiddush. Says the. So it's really a Taisus Yevamis, Rav Hirshel Shechter, in a safe Eretz Asvi, based on that Taisus, brings out a Yisayim, that in a Chanami, if a Chiddush is based on whatever I wouldn't have thought of myself, that's what we think of, like, whatever I think of myself is not a Chiddush, whatever I wouldn't have thought of is a Chiddush, then come out, every mitzvah is a Chiddush. We would have thought of Lulav, we would have thought of Esrog, we would have thought of Tefillin, what would we have thought of? It doesn't make sense that that's the criteria for Chiddush. Rather, the idea of Chiddush is that when we already have a Din, any mitzvah Torah gives us, of course, would be some element of chiddush, but that's not what we call chiddush for our drasha purposes. Something which the Torah already gave us the din, and there's a set of guidelines, the set of general rules to that din, and something comes out of that general rule, like over here. Tum itself is a chiddush, avada, meaning on a base level we wouldn't know about tumma. But once we have a din of tumma for the Torah, and there's basic guidelines of tumma, and then we have something that steps out of those dinim, it's mechubel karka, it's pshutei kli eitz, so it doesn't have the regular dinim that have already been established, that is called a chiddush. It's actually Taisus in Yevamos Daf Zayin. Taisus Lashon is, Dover haseisir as a klal. The words of Taisus itself, Dover haseisir as a klal. Something which is, goes against the klal, that's called chiddush. When it comes to darshaning, you can't make a drush from a case that says to the klal. You can't bring a rule. It's almost like saying you bring a rule from an exception. You can't bring a chiddush. You can't learn, I should say, from a chiddush from an exception. Okay. Rebbe. Now the mar goes back the other way. Rebbe learns from a klal v'chaymer, madach, you could delay negevatim, declaring the tummy in order to allow the person to take his money out of the house, his kalim out of the house. So certainly you could delay for other purposes like a wedding, like chasan, like yomtiv. Why? What does he do with the pasuk of Yehim Haris Bay? What does he do with the Rebbe source? Rebbe and Rebbe say, I need both sources. Itzrich. I need both of the sources. Ikas Rachman, the Kavachemer, and the Pasuk. Ikas Rachman of Yehim Haris Bay. If I had the Pasuk of Yehim Haris Bay, on the day you see the negative, which teaches us, some days you observe, some days you don't observe. Have a meal of our mitzvah in the Dvar Shus Lai. Attack would have said that works Tafka of Dvar Mitzvah, not to, for Dvar Shus. Tafka of Dvar Mitzvah I could delay, but after Dvar Shus, like, which is what really became out with the Drasha of Rabbi Yehuda. So we said, according to Rava, as Tafka community, Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe, the Rabbi Yehuda says only for Dvar Mitzvah you could delay, not for Dvar Shus. Therefore, Kasar Rachman of Vitziva Kayan says, Rebbe, the Torah has to write Vitziva Kayan to clear out the house, and we make to teach me they could even delay for a matter of rishus. Now we draw the line. Any matter of rishus, mamonis we see is important. Any matter of rishus is just not in the mood. You know, this is a bad week for me to go chalil not me. A person's going to say it's a bad week for me to go into isolation, into nega, and saras. Let's wait till next week. Just tamaz, you could do that. Or not. I'm not sure what the guideline is going to be, but okay, you could even delay for a dvar rishus. Because rachon of v'siva koyin, if the pasuk would say v'siva koyin alone and not say the pasuk of yom haris bay have amina hani in, I'd say dafka by nigi batim. Why the lav tuma de gufei? It's not a tuma on his physical body. Maybe a tumma on his body, the kohen has to see right away, has to declare it right away. He cannot wait on it. Maybe the nega on the body is worse, is more pressing. Tzricha, therefore, we need both psukim to explain both of these leniencies that it applies to both negevatim and even nege adam on the person, and furthermore, it applies both to dvar mitzvah and to dvar shus that one can delay. Amabar. So we said a drasha before that since it says b'yayim haris bay, we darshan that there's days where you look at a nega and there's days where the kohen should not look at the nega. My mashma, where do you see that up in these words? We're in the words of uv'yayim haris bay. V'yayim haris bay could be just saying on the day you saw the nega. What do you see up in those words is the right to make a drasha that there are some days that we specifically don't look at the nega. Amar baya imkain l'chterechona b'yayim. Just let's say b'yayim haris bay. My uvayim, what's the vav, the extra vav? Uvayim, shpamina, yeshem shatarayabai, yeshem shatarayabai. The extra vav is telling me that there's days we check and days where we specifically don't look at the nega. Rav Amar, kula kreisei, Rav says the whole word uvayim is extra, not just the vav of uvayim. The entire word is extra. In kinnich lechmana, uvahares. Just say, uvahares, when the michya, again, talking about the case where there's a michya, is healthy skin in the nega. So when the michya is observed, The kaiyach declare him tamei. Period. What my uvayim? Why is the word uvayim there bechlal? Shvabina yeshem shatavraya yeshem shatavraya. So Rav is saying the entire word of uvayim is extra. Abaye is saying the vav of uvayim is extra. Abaye, because Abaye explains, he agrees to Rav that really he could have had the entire word uvayim taken out, but he holds the word bayim is telling me a separate drasha. What's that? That you only check the going by day, not at night. So the bayim is not extra. I already need that for separate drasha, that you only check the going by day. The vav of uvayim is extra for our point that you, certain days you check and certain days you don't check. Ta'aka Rav, who says the whole uvayim is extra to teach me certain days you check, certain days you don't check. So how does he know the source that you only check the going by day? For Rav, bayim b'layim minole, what's the source? Afkleim melechol mara inekai. Says the pasuk, wherever the kind of the eyes of the kain could see, sounds like the eyes of the kain are seeing alone by themselves, meaning with sunlight, but meaning he could see it with his own eyes without any extra aid, like such as a candle or the like. Abaye was Abaye going to do the pasuk of Mechol Mar Einekayin? Whom Abaye le Mutei Suma Bachas Beinam? That comes to exclude the Asuma who could see a Kayin who's Asuma. He has sight in one eye. Obviously, if he has clearly sight, doesn't have sight in any eyes, he can't baskin. But if he has sight in one eye, he's also excluded because he doesn't have Mara Eine HaKayin, plural. He doesn't have the eyes of the Kayin, so he's not going to be able to check Asuma Bachas Beinam. But Rav Anami Bayle Lachi Lachai Rav also, Lachol Mar Eine HaKayin also needs that pasuk to exclude a Suma, someone who's blind in one of his eyes, should be excluded according to Rav from the same pasuk. If that's the case, not extra to teach me that he can only check by day. And Achaim Rav says, you're right. The Chomayin Ekayin Rav agrees is to exclude the Suma, the one who's blind, Bachas Meinav. So back to the question, Rav, how does he know? Manole, what's his source? Says the Gemara. Naftalei mekenega nirli b'bayis. The lashon of kenega nirli b'bayis b'darshan li b'leilayri. I was able to, it was nirli to me in the house. The nega, to me, but not to my light. Meaning I saw it with myself, my own eyes, naturally, with sunlight, and not by the light of some alternative light source. Bias, why is the bias talking to learn for that pasuk? Again, this is what we had earlier in the daf. That over there, talking about nigei batim. I don't think daf by nigoyim. They're not part of the body, meaning nigoyim that are in a house. Over there, there's a kapeda to see the nega with one's eyes only with the light of the sun and not with another light. By tumah de gufei, tumah of the body, maybe it's okay to expect it even with la'ira, with his own personal light, meaning it can be done at night as well. Kamash malon, therefore, Zara tells us that uvayim tells me, the vav tells me, of course, that there's days where you check, days we don't check, but the bayayim tells me, dafka b'day, not by night, sai, that's applying even to neg of the flesh, neg of the body, not just neg of a house, must be checked by day, not by night. And the chayim doesn't go back, but Rava would say, I don't need a separate source for neg adam, neg batim. Once you tell me you gotta check the neg by day, it means it's gotta be by day across the board. Now, we discussed that you can't check the neg by day. What about paskening? I'm sorry, you can't check the nega at night. You have to check the nega by day. Dafka, you can't paskin, you can't check the nega at night. What about paskining the nega at night? So, meaning the nega was checked by day. For whatever reason, the kain didn't issue a ruling. Maybe you had to go check one thing up in the halacha about the dinim. You had to go back to Mesechus Megayim, check a din up. And then he wants to issue the ruling about the nega at night. Could he issue the ruling at night? Or that's also part of the din that it's got to be done by day. So the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes, he brings that one cannot check the nega at night, but one is allowed to rule. He can paskin regarding the kayin. Or should I say one? Which means the kayin. The kayin can paskin regarding the nega night. However, the chazanish in Siman Dal, this chazanish really is the same chazanish recorded yesterday as well. The chazanish says that that there's Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph that's mashma that not just does the re'ias nega have to be by day, the hayra, the psak legabi the nega has to be by day. Remember, we pointed out yesterday in the Mishnah when we discussed about checking the negayim on chalamayin. We said you ought to check, not allowed to check. Remeir, chachamim, is it a problem that may lead to a sadness on Yom Tov? We point out for the chaznish the whole shaila is chalamayin, but Shabbos and Yom Tov you can't check a nega anyway. Why? Because it's like danas adin. It's considered like ruling. You're not allowed to do judgments. You're not allowed to do mishpat on Yom Tov. You can't check a nega either. We don't view the nega as checking just a pasani, a bus of a chalav shayla, or a treif shayla, whether something's kosher or treif. We view that as more of like a judgment, like a court type of judgment. You know, it's just a kayin by himself. It's not a bezdin. We view it more like a judgment, and that you can't do on Shabbos on Yom Tov. So that's the same lechayra, the same sheet of chaznish that was saying over here, who says that you cannot check, you can't paskin at night. The same idea. We don't paskin at night. So not just you don't see the neg at night, you don't paskin at night. It would fit very well with that chazanish from yesterday, but he's arguing on the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, next Mishnah. Vayner Merevi. Vayner Meir. another psak Rav Meir. Meir was not allowed checking the goyim and issuing the lenient psak, saying it's tar, and keep quiet if it's tamei, was the chamem Rav Yossi argued. Vader Meir, another dinner of Meir, where again, he's going to be, I guess we call him the Mekel, Malakit Adam Atzvis Avimai. First wants to reintern, he wants to move the bones of father and mother. This actually is probably a little more common, unfortunately, right now than it was in prior years because there were massive restrictions and many people, unfortunately, more than usual, let's say, were nifter, and there were massive restrictions in terms of burial, in terms of burying people that had to struggle last year. It was very difficult in the past year or two. So people sometimes choose to move the bones of their aveim. So the halacha is, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to gather the bones on Chalamayim Mishas Simcha Ilai, because for him it's a simcha. Since for him it's a simcha, reburying his parents wherever he wants to put them in their final resting place. So for him it's mutter. That is Rameh Shita. Bichad is a simcha. Rameh Shita Yemer, Avel Ulai, Nach, it's Avel. The halacha actually is, we'll see Lumura, the day that one reinterns the bones of his Avimai is the day of Avelus. It has an actual din of a day of Avelus. So therefore, since Rameh Shita, you can't do it. Again, Rameh Shita, by the way, was the machmer by the guy being mitzerer as well, as opposed to Rameir, who's mekel. Here again, you have Rameir Basi arguing Rameir is being mekel and Rameir being machmer. Adam al mesai, a person shouldn't be give a cyrus, give inspiration of to cry about a mace, to have sad feelings about the mace, nor to give a hesped kaitim the regal shleishim yaim, up to 30 days before the regal, a person shouldn't engage in hesped or try to inspire the people to cry about the mace up to 30 days before the Yom Tov. The Gemara will explain what the issue is, why up to 30 days. It seems to be a long amount of time. Now, just before we go into the Gemara, the Lashon Mishnah was, Malakit Adam person could gather, Atzmais Aviv Imai, right? It's the bones of his mother and father. Is this din that our mayor is going to say, Evil like the day of Avelis? And we point out that Allah Lamaisa, this one day of Avelis, when a person, the day that a person removes his parents' bones, he has a din of Avelis. Is it dafka by a mother and father? Or is it by all relatives? Any relative that he'd have regular Avelis for, he says, he has Avelis for when the bones are moved. Well, no, dafka the mother and father. So Meiri quotes, really, a Raver Shainim, and it's really it's Rashi and Xavyad, it's the Tamidim Rima Peri, the Paris, that say that it's taka, dafka of Avimai, not all other relatives. However, the Rush, the Ran, Shechon Aruch, Paskins, the Maisa, this applies to whomever someone ever did have availance to, not just the mother and father, it applies to others as well. The Chayr, there's a lumdish understanding of what's going on over here. There's two dinim in Avelis. In Avelis, there's a din of let's say, regular Avelis. There's a din of Avelis for the person who has to be misabel on that loss, and that could apply to a mother, father, or to any siblings. And then there's a separate din of Kibbutz Avein. The place we actually bring Rav Meisha's whole tshuva, where there's discussion about a woman about whether she can go to an event, whether she can go to a certain event with her husband. He had to go to a kapisis party, and she was during the year of Avelis for her parents. She wasn't going to Simchas, so she wondered if she's allowed to go to this party. Her husband really wanted her to be there. It was important that she comes with him, and she wasn't sure she's able to go because of the Avelis. And Rav Meisha makes a distinction between the first 30 days and the rest of the year. Because the first 30 days is din of Avelis with Sita, her own Avelis, and therefore maybe she wouldn't be able to go. Whereas even then, if your husband needs that, it's for business purposes, it's not for real simcha, there can be other svaras, fine, but as Avelis, it would apply for the first 30 days. From 30 days to the end of the year, that's more of a din of Kibbutz Avein. It's a Kibbutz Avein not to be busy going to simchas and partying. So if that's about a Kibbutz Avein, we know what's the halacha. A wife is mechuyev in the covenant of her husband. First precedent, the covenant of husband, takes precedence over Kibbutz Avein. So would it make sense that as Kibbutz Avein, she's not going to go to an event that the husband needs her to go to? Unbelievable psak for information. Maybe the husband also has to be a little understanding about his wife's need for Kibbutz Avein. Separate story. But the point is that this, he makes a distinction between the Avela Shabbai and the Kibbutz Avein Shabbai. It seems like over here, the Machlekes Rishonim, whether it's Dafka, Malakit, Aviv Imai, the din of Avelis, the day of gathering the bones of Avimai, if you hold the Mishnah's Dafka Avimai, it would be a din in Kibbutz Avein. It's a din of, the first already pointed out, just to be clear, that this din of Avelis is clearly din Drabbanan. Avelis typically, Shalaf Avelis, Bechal's Drabbanan of Daraisa, Anina certainly, one day of Anina is Daraisa, Pashas we assume, one day of Avelis is Daraisa, the rest is Drabbanan, but one day of Avelis is Daraisa. Over here, this one day of Avelis, even this one day, Balikat Atzamais, is Midrabanan, even this one day is Drabanan, and the Shailas of Drabanan just say it by Aviv Imai. If that's the case, it would seem to be more of a Kibbutz Avein Dikadin, or is it said by all relatives, in which case it would be more of a Velas Dikadin. That would be the lumnus in this Machlekas Rishainim. A separate point, the Meiri over there brings, very interesting, that when the Likud Atzamis is being done, it should not be done by a child. It should be done. It's not that comforting for the child to be malakit atzamas of the parent. It should be he can oversee it, he can be involved, but he shouldn't be the one that's actually malakit the atzamas of the parent. We know that's very common that the actual the veil, the closest relatives, when they till today when we go to the field and they bury, they do like, maybe sometimes they don't shovel at all any of the dirt on top of the mace, or they don't get involved in lifting the coffin or dropping the coffin into the ground. Sometimes they just do a drop, they put a drop of dirt, but they don't do more than that. It could be the similar. It could be the similar idea that the Meir is bringing, that it's not. It's a lack of. It's in a weird way. Obviously, he's tending to the kvura of the pair, but it's a lack of kavod to be burying, to be involved in the actual physical burying of the parent. Could be okay. Like we mentioned before, Shulchan Aruch does paskin that whoever there's a din kriya for, meaning not just of imay, any one of the seven relatives, there would be a din of avelos for the malakat tzamis, and he passes not only avelos, there would be a din kriya. There would be a din kriya b'shas likut when they gather the bones. There would be a din kriya again as they paskin the Shulchan Aruch in Yer Beis of Yerdeya Simon Tuf Gimel. The Maral Diskin debates: what if the guy forgot to do kriya? But he's wearing the same clothing, let's say it's the next day. Could he still do kriya the next day? Or not? Once being arrived from our Mishnah, that's what getting off topic. Once being arrived from our Mishnah, for our mayor, the fact that our mayor is allowing to be lacking that somebody's ayantav, he can't do kriya, so you can only do the kriya afterwards, must be you can do the kriya later, and it's not restricted just that day. Okay, let's see the more. Vemini. We learned in the Bryce, a steer, what was saying in our Mishnah. Steer to our mayor. Ramir says, what's Ramir's words? It's a simcha for him to lack at the bones of his mother and father and bury them in their old resting place, says the Gemara. For a minute, we have a steer, malakat zavimai, haris a misabalim kol yayim. What is malakat the bones of the mother and father? He has as avelos that entire day, ula erev, but by night time already, imisabalim. So it's a one day avelos, just that day, and presumably zoom by day, not night. So it's just the daytime, by the following night already, he's finished with avelos. For a minute, because it says, I feel true in the besidina, mechlekes, your chiz come to be mekel, a machmer. We'll go to the simple night, jump into Rashi. I feel true in the besidina, Rashi says, she'enai malakatin, veina rayanai say, even though it's already in a sheet. So you're not literally gathering the bones. The bones are gathered, they're together in a sheet, you just picking up the sheet, and you don't even see the bones. Even so, Harezim Misabal Kozman Shlenikru, there's a din of one day avails, as long as now that it's not buried, it's being taken out of the ground. So therefore, there's a day of avails. So because according to Rashi's explanation, is being machmer. Okay, but the point is, what do you see very clearly? That it's considered avails that day, and Rami is saying it's a simcha that day. And what's the obvious answer? We had Rabbi Yisi, the Mishnah argues. What does Rabbi say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yisi, Amri argues, you cannot be malakat the bones of Yantiv. Why? Because evil hulai, it's an avails. So this price, if it's word for word, like Rabbi Yisi, what's the Gemara's question? L'chayra, the Mepharshim pointed out, Rashi Ksaviyat says, because the Gemara was really bothered, B'chlav, what's this idea that Rami's going to simcha? It's one thing to say, you know, you're happy that the parents are ultimately in the place that they wanted to be rested. But to call it a simcha, moving the bones of one's parents, it's funny to call that a simcha. That's really the Gemara was the most bothered by, a lashon simcha. So the Gemara would rather come up with an answer to make your marriage stem with the Braisa and really get a better understanding of what the idea of simcha is. As the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Eim Mnesha Simcha Zeregel Olav. You're right, your marriage just means he's in a matzah of simcha Zeregel. The parents were already Nebuchadnezzar Nifter and they're already buried. So moving the bones is not going to be shtered enough to take away from his simcha of yantav. That's what it means. Not that there's a simcha moving the bones. That's not a veilus. It's an element of veilus. But since right now he's in a matzah of simcha, it's not enough to share it, and therefore it's permissible al chalamayin. V'le'ar al misay. We said in al misay. We said in the Mishnah that he shouldn't be ma'ir people, inspire people to fetch over the death or to hire a person to do hesped. Ma'le'ar al misay. What does it mean? Amrav ki hadar saftam arava. When the saftanim, the ones who used to give the eulogies in Eretz Yisrael, would come around, Ami, they would say, Yivchon Ame Komri Leva, come weep with us, or weep with him, all those who are brokenhearted. They would try to be like inspire people to join in into the crying. So that's the be ma'ar awakening other people to them to get involved in the crying. And we said you can't do this, nor give these a spade them. Kedemag Shashmem up to 30 days from before Yamtim, Maisha Shashmem, which be Kiddush. We know that, very often people like from Meshchedesh Nisan stop having a spadim. Meshchedesh, of course, no spadim, but from Meshchedesh Nisan, no spadim. But according to this, from Purim, right after Purim, 30 days before Yantim, you wouldn't be able to have a spadim. We know Shmuel Anavi was nifter on Chav Ches Ir. And the whole Am came to be maspid. Shmuel Anavi, they came together for a big Avelos and for a big Hespe, I should say. And they were Ayur Bechi. This is obviously Chav Ches Ir is only 8 days or so, 9 days before Shavuos. Right, so what's pshat that they were able to do this? We have this halacha 30 days before Yantiv when I'm a ayur has paid them, when I'm a ayur I'm kvetching, crying over the mace. So the Beis Ephraim asks the kasha, and Beis Ephraim gives a couple answers. First of all, Shmuel was the gadol dar. Since Shmuel was the gadol dar, it's not considered only avails of the yachid should not take place within 30 days of Yantiv. Avails to rabbim is shiny. Avails to rabbim could take place within 30 days of Yantiv. That's answer number one. Answer number two is And this is a big yisayid about Shavuos. I was debating about mentioning this actually in the Akdama to the Masechta, because we're Masechta's Mayid, there's actually no Mishnayos in our home Masechta about Shavuos, right? There's no Mishnayos in our Masechta about Shavuos. But one of the unique things about Shavuos is we know there's a concept of Shleishim Yom Kodem L'Chag. 30 days before Yom Tov, we discussed this at the end of Megillah, came up a couple times, and he's supposed to darshan about the Yonim of Yom Tov on Yom Tov, but there's also the idea of Shalem V'Darshim 30 days before. We spoke out different answers about the two things are. Shalom Dash 30 days before could be general halacha shalas about the Yom Tov, the day of you get into the kishkas of the not so much the halachic aspects, it's ready Yom Tov, you get into the deeper ideas and drushas and timing behind the Yom Tov. Okay, but is there a din of Shleishim Yom Kodem L'Chag on Shavuos? So the Gain already says that there's no din. I think it's more, even the Beis Yosef as well brings it, there's an earlier source than the Gain, I believe, but that the din of Shleishim Yom is by Sukkot and by Pesach. It's not by, and the Gemara tells us to Megillah also. The Gemara does tell us too, if it's not Megillah, but it's by Sukkot and by Pesach primarily, not by Shavuos. There aren't so many din of Shavuos. You normally, the idea of Shleishim Yom is, you ask questions because there's lots of questions that may come up. You start asking 30 days before the Chag. By Shavuos, we don't have that. Says Beis Ephraim, perhaps the din of not having a spadim for 30 days before Yom Tov relates to the din of being in that zone, in that matzah of 30 days before Yom Tov, of already preparing for Yom Tov. Where Shavuos doesn't have Shleishim Yom Kodem L'Chag, it also won't have the din of 30 days before Yom Tov, not to have Hesped. Interesting idea of Beis Ephraim. Others want to say much more simple, that this Adrabu. Shmuel taka the Hesped was because he was a Gadol Adar, like we said in the first Teretz. But the idea is really the other way. It's only when it's a close relative, unfortunately, even if it's the Gadol Adar, the Gadol Adar is not related to him, so it's terrible, it's very sad, but the person will not necessarily be shtered 15 days later on Yom Tov, is Simchas Yom Tov, because of the loss. Whereas when it's a close, immediate relative, over there, the Hespedim that take place within the month can still have effect on him on the Yom Tov, which comes within 30 days, and therefore Dafka by a relative is an issue, so maybe Shmuel's own relatives shouldn't have been involved in a Hespedim, but otherwise, Rest of Klai Yisrael could have been involved in a Hespedim. Okay, says the Gemara, Maishna Shleishim, why 30 days? Amrav Kanam, Rav Yudah, Amrav, actually got ahead of myself. I really should have quoted this Gemara first. Maish of Adam Echad, there was a story with a certain fellow, Shekinis Maish Lalas Regal. He put together money to go up here in the Regal. Someone who does his paydim came to the house to do a hesped for, obviously this man had lost one of his relatives, and he needed payment. He was a professional saptan, you know, the opposite of the professional batchanim. He was a professional saptan, and he needed payment. And the wife of this fellow who was going to use this money to go be other regal, she gave that money, of other regal money, Elias regal money, to the saptan, the name of Allah. So after that, he was forced not to be able to go to Yishlayim. He didn't have the funds to be able to cover his expenses to travel up to Yishlayim. At that time, they made that was the source of Xera, not really anything to do with what I was just saying a minute ago about the Tsar, but rather it was a practical issue that the money is dedicated for the regal will be used up by the Saptan, and therefore don't have a Saptan within 30 days before regal. Shmuel says, top of Mace, Vishayna Mace Mashtakim and Alev. This is the reason we were focused on with it's front of this Shmuel Amir, with the story of Shmuel Hanavi. But okay, Vishayna Mace Mashtakim and Alev, the Mace is not forgotten from the heart for 30 days, and therefore when the person is maspid within 30 days, it kind of creates a stronger level of sadness, and that's not good for Yom Tov. My Benai, what's the practical afkamina between these two explanations of 30 days? Is it because the tzar that it creates on Yom Tov, or is it because the sadness, or is it because you may spend the money on the saptan, and you won't have money to be a regal, my benayo, ikim benayo, to cover bechinam? What if you have a saptan who does it for free? You have a saptan who offers the services for free. If the issue was an issue of sadness, a Yom Tov, that's still going to be applicable. Like Shmuel's pshat will still be applicable because sadness will still be there. If it's like Yudah Marav, who said that the issue is that you may spend the money of a lila regal on the saptan, when the saptan is going for free, the whole gzera was you're not allowed to hire a saptan, but to have someone do it for free, that was never part of the gzera, and therefore that would be permissible. First, you ask, why not say another nafkmina? The Ritva asks, say another nafkmina. Nafkmina is bezmanazeh, when we're not ila regal. Why don't we say bezmanazeh when we're not ila regal? That would be a nafkmina. Ritva says, simple, that we don't just spend money on the regal. We spend money on Yom Tov itself also. So, Enochami, the Gemara's example, the story might say was, the guy was supposed to be other regal, the money was used, he couldn't be other regal. But we dedicate other monies for regal as well. The idea behind the Gezerah is still very relevant, even if you're not being other regal, it's relevant for other monies being spent on Yom Tov. First of all, second of all, we have a concept, Batla Tala Bel Takana. So yes, even if we're not ila regal anymore, but the reason for the takana is gone, the takana still can be in place because once they make zera, because of ila regal, not to have something with than 30 days, even though we're not on the regal, the takana can still stay in its place, even though that reason seems to be gone. That's Ritva's second answer. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting that why again 30 days? Why 30 days? What's the 30 days before Yom Tov? So according to Shmuel, we first day, it's 30 days, but it's still on the mind. It'll still be on the mind. The sadness will be on the person's mind on Yom Tov itself. But according to Rav, who's saying it's a verdict of the money, why 30 days? The answer is simpler. 30 days when one starts to gather, Ritva says his answer, one starts to gather money for Yom Tov. Gather money for the regal. You think maybe the regal would be a little earlier than that because he has to get up to Yerushalayim. But 30 days is when one starts to gather money for Yom Tov purposes, and therefore it makes sense that the concern of spending the money on the Sabbatin starts from 30 days before Yom Tov. There is a Shtaka Hara, or basically glass, Gemara Brachas. Remember, we discussed the Gemara Brachas that how long does it take for a mace to be Mishtakach Men Alev? 12 months. And we discussed that today. Why was Yosef not forgotten from Yaakov in his heart? Because he was really alive. He wasn't dead. And so he wasn't forgotten. But typically, after 12 months, I mean, the first one I should ask over there, that why was Yaakov, why didn't he chap that Yosef must have been alive if he wasn't getting over, right? Yaakov was refused. He wasn't able to be nisnachim. The fact that he wasn't able to be nisnachim should have tipped him off himself that Yosef was still alive. Okay. But a mace is mishtakim from alive, 12 months. What are we saying by us? We're saying over here, top words of Ambeis, if you shein a mace mishtakech min alev, shleishim yoyim. The mace is not mishtakech from the heart, 30 days. Over there, in Brachas, we said, it's 12 months. Is it 12 months that the mace is forgotten from the heart, or is it 30 days? Azay for curious angle. So, Rabbi Asher says the same terrors that I think Rabbi Leon just showed with his head tilt, that there's two different levels of Avelis. There's a different level of mishtakech min alev. There's mishtakech min alev to one madriga, meaning there's the right away when the mace dies. After 30 days, it's one level of the mace being mishtakach min alev, and then after 12 months, it's another level, it's two different levels. It's not a stira, it's just the same words, of course, but two different levels within mishtakach min alev. Okay, so like the Mishnah, right? Another Mishnah regarding burials, then we actually get the Mishnah about being marvim simcha b'simcha, about multiple parties, weddings, and Yom Tov. Okay, Ein Chayfin, Buchen, the Kfaris, they used to have these, I think they call them catacombs. They used to bury the mason. You'd have a crypt, it would dig down into the ground. Down, you remember, it's like usually you walk a couple of steps down to the ground, and then they would dig into the walls of the ground. You'd have like a little walkway, and then on each side you'd have there would be like slots, like almost like having a morgue, like slots that you put a morgue is obviously people aren't buried yet, they're being stored there temporarily, but you have these slots that you have in the wall in the walls of the cave where they would put the mason. So we say it says the Mishnah in Chayfin Kuchen, you can't dig these holes in the wall or kvaris or to build regular tombs. But if you have existing holes in the wall and they just need to be tapered a little bit, what's the Gemara means to make them bigger or a little bigger, a little smaller, that you could do a chalamayin. There's a big discussion. What are we talking about? If the mace is mamish, mutal afanav, then the chari you're allowed to bury. Even Yom Tov is a discussion about Yom Tov Sheni, Ayidei Goy, Yom Tov Rishon. You could bury certain chalamayin, the chari you could bury. So Rashi says, we're not talking about what you need right now. Rashi says, the tzarech mesim should darken lichbar kuvim kveris lasmanam. The tzarech mesim sheyemusu the tzarech yisari. They would do it in preparation. We're not talking about the have a mace. That's for other refreshers to say black and white clear. We're not talking about the mace is mamish mutal lefanav, and he has to be buried right now. We're talking about in general. It's almost like in a prep, right? Tosfos says it more clearly. If you look at Tosfos, he's quoting for Rashi. Pierce says second Tosfos on the page. Pierce because the tzarech mesimu aisa afilu kashein tzarech ata. Even though you don't need it right now, that's what we're talking about in our case. If you need it right now, there'll be perhaps more leniency. Okay, so we're saying you're not allowed to dig it, do this preparation digging, but to taper it, then you can do achal mayin. Place in nevechas mayin. Separately, let it wash. Let it create a pond. Nevechas la bricha. Till today is like a pool. You let it make a nevechas a pond for washing clothing. Achal mayin. Then you let it do. Jump into Tosfos. I said next day says brachas b'mayid. How on earth? Why are you allowed to make a pool for washing clothing on chalamayid? You're not allowed to wash clothing on chalamayid. So I'm allowed to make the pool to wash the clothing. If I can't wash clothing, I'm like, why would I be allowed to make the pool? So Tosfos tame of amayid tzarech b'mayid tzarech b'mayid halayim chaps b'mayid. Why would that be called the tzarech b'mayid that I'm allowed to do? You can't wash chalamayid anyway. Yesh lemer the tzarech chalaisim she'atir chamim lechabis lekamam perak bas. We're gonna have on dafi gimel in the third parak. We're gonna have different scenarios where the chamam mat to people to wash their clothing, and therefore. Therefore, you could make a brecha for those. You can make this washing pool for those. Yesh mefarshim luchatz the mace for tachrichin, or to wash the mace and the tachrichin, the burial shrouds. That also perhaps burial shrouds, I guess, need to be clean. So for washing those, that would be allowed on Yom Tov. So this case is the point is you let him make a brecha for those mutter scenarios of washing things on Yom Tov. Achal amayin varinim a mace b'chatzer, and you let him build an aron. Provided the mace is b'chatzer. Only if the mace is b'chatzer, you're allowed to build aron. Otherwise, someone sees someone building an aron, it looks like Samar's ayin. If the mace is b'chatzer, then it's nicker. He's looking for the mace. Tosfos again, next time we'll see outside, points out from the Yerushalmi that if it's a famous mace, if everyone knows, right? In a small town, people typically know that this person has a relative that just was nifter. You'll know you're building the coffin for that purpose, then you wouldn't need the mace on the side. It's when it's a big city, big town, and no one knows who's what, and you see someone building a coffin, you're going to say, why are you building a coffin? That's when you need the mace to be mutl in the chatzar. Rebuda says, you can only construct the coffin if there already are existing boards. But to start chopping the wood to make the boards, that you can't do on Chalamayit, according to Rebuda. Umar being a machlekes in the end of this, and then, I mean, it's short Gemara, in the end of the Gemara, right before the next Mishnah. My kuchen, my kvars. What are these kuchen, these holes in the wall, these niches, and these kvars? I'm Rebuda. Kuchen bechafira. Kuchen is when you dig into the walls of the crypt, and kvars is bebinyan, when you build above ground. That's a cave built above ground. Tainam yachi, eilen kuchen beilen kvars. Kuchen bechafira. Kuchen is the niches in the wall by digging, and kvaris is pavinion, the cavers, the graves that are built above the ground. Avim b'chachas kuchas, he said, we said you can't dig or build, but you could be mechanechet. What does it mean, mechanechet? Keitz mechanechem, Amar Rebbe, Shemaya aruch mekatzer. If it was too long, if it was, let's say, too deep, you can make it shorter. V'masis tana, marech bay umarech bay. You could make it longer if you needed, you can make it wider, you let it taper an existing one, but you can't make a new one from scratch. Vice nevechas, you got to make a pond for washing, for laundering clothing. My nevechas, I'm Rebbe Yehuda, zupakia. Nevechas is a bakia, which is like, again, like a pond. In fact, we learned the Nebraisa, ha nevechas va bakia. We learned the Nebraisa describing nevechas and bakia as separate things. You tell me the taisha of nevechas is bakia, but we had a Nebraisa that says, whatever the topic is, not necessarily related to Chalamayit, we have a Nebraisa that says nevechas va bakia and lists nevechas and bakia as two separate things. So obviously, bakia is not nevechas. Mar says, no, it is. Geya ubar geya. One is the main pond and one is a secondary pond. Mr. Fresh will explain that sometimes obviously you want to be able to salvage. There's various reasons why you want to have two ponds, but sometimes simply if one pond is overflowing, you have a smaller pond to gather the extra waters that come from the first pond. Okay, but there's the nevechas and the bakia are a larger pond and a smaller pond. That's all. But the point is, it's still giving us an interpretation of what it is. They're both ponds. The Aron and Mace Bechatzar, we said you're allowed to build a coffin if the Mace is present in the Chatzar. Tanil Hotel Rabbanon, we talked and learned that a Bryce is similar to what we just said in the Mishnah. Is Kozar Chamez, you're allowed to do all the needs of the Mace. Kozar Chamez, sorry, you cut the hair from the Mace. Mechaps, like Susan, you clean, you wash the Ksus, the Baron Shraz, that's what Tayshi said about why you need a Nevechas. Vaisle Aron, Minasarim, and Misarim, and Yantiv, and you can make from a coffin, Aron, from boards that have appeared before Yantiv. What does that sound like? That sounds very much like, of course, the last sheet of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda, who said you only can make a coffin if you already have existing boards. Rashi Lomila Emer, Afavin, Eitzim, Nasrim, and Sinna, Bezek, Bezek. You can even bring new wood and cut it down in the privacy of his house. So Rashi Lomila, who feel the Tanakhab of Mishnah, that you're allowed to cut down boards and you're allowed to create the boards in the first place on Chalamite itself, on Chalamite itself to make the Aron. I keep saying, I often say Yantiv, I mean, in this context, I mean Chalamite. Okay, says the Mishnah. Ein Naisin, Nashim b'mayid. We don't get married to women on Chalamayit. Like Basul v'amana, it doesn't make a difference if it's a Basula or it's an Amana. A marriage is also Yantiv. Even Ibim. You think that maybe Ibim is not the biggest Simcha per se, right? Or an Amana is not the biggest Simcha. No, it's all big enough Simcha, Mesha Simcha Ilai. Because it's a Simcha for him, Yantiv, these Chasanas, and therefore you can't do them Yantiv. Avamachsus Kishasa, to return to his original wife, that is much less of a Simcha that could be done during Chalamayit. Now, the Rosen asked, what's the issue? Yom Tov is supposed to be b'simcha. So why is that a problem, that getting married to Amana, Basula, Yivama, and it's a simcha? Great! So Mar is going to address what the issue is. Mar is actually going to bring four explanations. We, of course, touched on the famous one already. Vaisa Isha, Tachshita, Mayan. A woman can do a regular Tachshita, Mayan. Part of Tachshita is not just putting on makeup. Part of Tachshita means, like, grooming. We used to put, like, some ointments on their skin that would cause the skin to either get rid of the hairs and to be more plush and vibrant. So you're allowed to do the Tachshita HaMayit. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Lay Tasad Meshe Nivu Lay. So one thing she cannot do is putting the lime on her skin. That she cannot do because it actually is a tsar for her. It's a nivu for her. What happens is it's apparently a little bit painful. It also causes, it doesn't look so nice in the beginning. Eventually, she looks much better, but it doesn't look so nice in the beginning, and it's a pain for her that she can't do on Chalamayit because that detracts from her Simchas Yantiv. Hedyet Teifer Kedarkei, a Hedyet, person who's not a skilled tailor, he can tailor in his regular way because it's Maisa Hedyet. It's one of the things he says permissible in Chalamayit is Maisa Hedyet. For Uman, Mar is obviously going to elaborate more on this, but Uman Machleb, whereas the Uman, he can't do things in his regular umnistic fashion on Chalamayit. Rather, again, talking specifically about tailoring, he does irregular type of stitching in order to only in such a case is a mutter from a Chalamayit. Umasagrinus Amitas, you can lace up the beds. Used to have the beds were supported with a bunch of posts. There's a frame, and they would put like this, like we have like, you know, a bed board underneath. But they used to have like basically tic tac toe of strings of straps going across the bed, and then you put the straw, the hay, whatever they put, the mattress on top of that, on top of those strings, so you can interlace those strings. Support for the bed. You could also tighten them. Yeah, Limer's explaining exactly what the issues are and what the kulas are over here. Fine. Back to the first of the mission about marriage. That you can't get married to Basula, to Ramana, to Yavama, because Mesha Simchilai. The Chi Simchilai Mahavi. What's the big deal if it's a Simcha? Isn't that Kabaldig? Why should Simcha be Asar Yantiv? So Mar's going to give four answers. Answer number one. Avri Dor Shmuel, V'chein Amar Elazar Amar Beisha. This is probably the most famous answer. Amar Amar Elazar Amar Chinina. V'shein Marvin, Simcha B'Simcha. You can't mix one Simcha with another Simcha. We have Simcha's Yamtiv, and you have Simcha's Chasin. You can't mix, you can't merge two Simcha. Someone disconnect. I think Taisi brings in the idea of perhaps the idea of Mrs. Chafilas, of bundling Mrs. together. But we're not Marva, that could be the idea of Simcha Simcha. But we're not Marva, Simcha B'Simcha. Before we get to the next answer, there's an interesting discussion that Taz in Simon Kuf Mem Vav. He brings a smack, means from the Shainim, that what would be the halacha legabi two chasnas together? You can't have a chasna with yamtiv. What if you want to have two chasnas together? Can you do two chasnas at the same time? Save money, can you do two chasnas together? Smack says you can't. You can't. A veraya smack says, veraya Yaakovinu. Malash Vozois, I just quoted this the other day. Malash Vozois, finish a week of Shavu Racha, so to speak, of celebrating with Leah, and then I'll give you Rachel, and then they'll marry Rachel, right? After love and tricked him. So then they switched to, they waited a week for him to go and marry Rachel in addition as well. Why wait a week? Because I give Emar Simcha Simcha. That's the smack's Raya, that you can't mix two weddings either. Taz argues, he says no. The issue is, when one person is mixing two Simchas, one person, so I have Simchas Yamtiv, and I want to have my Simcha and my Chasna on the same day. I'm mixing two Simchas. I'm supposed to have a Simcha of Yamtiv and a Simcha of Chasna. I can't mix my two Simchas. But to have two people's wedding at the same time, they each having their own Simcha, yeah, you're merging, you're saving money, you're doing communal Simcha, Vada, that's permissible. And he says, beautiful, go back to the Rismak Sraya from Yaakov, Inu. It was Yaakov. Yaakov is being married to Rachel. Yaakov is being married to Leah. That's the problem. You can't merge two Simchas by the same person. But to merge two different Simchas of different people at the same time, that'll be fine. And if, again, the normal reason to do this would be for either convenience of if it's maybe the same families, overlapping families, or for monetary concerns. One would, I think the Taz was discussing more monetary concerns, that would be a reason that one would be able to make multiple Simchas together. That wouldn't be a steer to the skull of the Amar of a simple Simcha. Okay, says the Gemara further. Second reason why you can't make these weddings on Yom Tov, on Chol Hamoed, Rabbi Avun Amar, Meshe Menich Simchas Regel, V'Eis Simchas Ishtai. This is a little different, because you're going to forget about, it's not pshat of Emar B'Simcha B'Simcha, it's because you're going to forget about the Simchas Yantiv and be busy with Simchas Ishtai, you're going to neglect the Simcha Yantiv, that's the problem. Amalei Abayi L'Abesiv, Hadar Rabba Bar Rav Huna to Rav Hu. This man Rav Huna is the following, stems with the statement they're about to quote from Rav. Dam Rav Daniel Bakatina Amar Rav. Manai she nice nash b'mayid. Hey, no, you don't marry nash b'mayid. We darshan a pasuk. She can v'samach b'chagach v'lei b'shecha. You should be misamech with one's wife and not with his. With the chag, and not with one's wife. It's being Samech's wife is going to detract from the simcha with the chag. Ulam again sounds similar, but it's a different akuda. One is that we don't mix simchas together. We're going to bring a pasuk famer of simcha simcha in tomorrow's daf. And the second is the drush we just brought, and there's a special din to be focused on the simcha of yantiv, and we don't want him to neglect the simcha of yantiv. So when the simcha of his wife is going to cause him to neglect the simcha of yantiv, that's the problem. Now, if being in the second teretz is that could be the second teretz alone, you would be able to mix multiple simchas when they complement each other. But over here, the concern is that the simcha of the wife is going to overtake the simcha of the yantiv, and that's the problem. Ulam of stop over here because it's davening. Ulam of mei terech. We're concerned that the expenses of preparing the wedding, the costs and expenses and the stress of the wedding will take away from Simchas Yom Tov. So practically speaking, as much as the wedding is enjoyable, there's a lot of stress for the family members involved. He'll be so stressed over Yom Tov for the wedding to happen properly, and that's going to be Menea for the Simchas Yom Tov. And the fourth and final reason, people are going to wait to do the wedding on Yom Tov. They'll say, oh, I can kill two birds with one stone. I can make one big Suda for Yom Tov and for the wedding. They're going to wait. They used to actually make the Suda weddings on Friday afternoon. Uri pointed out in the past multiple times to save money to have the Friday night meal. They're very, very poor. Be the meal also able to give people the Suda Shabbos. That they say that's okay. But to delay it till Yom Tov in order to make the wedding, it's going to delay Peruvu, and therefore you can't merge Simcha of wedding. And Yom Tov will pick up your tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.